It's time once again for the Rose Chat Podcast, your source of inspiration and motivation to achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington as they explore the world of roses and chat with the world's top rose experts, authors, artists, curators, and more.
Well, hey, y'all, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Rose Chat Podcast, brought to you by Haven Brand Soil Conditioners. Now, Haven Brand Soil Conditioners has been providing Mupu tea for generations of gardeners, and I want to invite you to visit their website tonight at manuretea.com. Now, tonight we begin to explore what's coming in the world of roses for 2015. First in this series, we welcome Karen Dockstetter tonight. She's with Weeks Roses. Now, Weeks Roses has been a friend in my garden for many years. I grow many varieties of Weeks Roses, and I'm excited to hear about their new collection for the coming year.
That's right, Chris. Karen is in the virtual studio and will be joining us in just a moment to talk about this fabulous line of new roses from Weeks. But before we get started, I want to encourage all of you to check out our previous podcast on our website, rosechatpodcast.com. See, it's easy. We have 100-plus episodes, so there is really something for every rose grower. You can listen online via your computer, or you can listen on the go via iTunes and the Stitcher apps on your smartphone. The podcasts are absolutely free. So why not download them all? Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, Karen will join us to tell us all about these roses from Weeks. Stay with us. There's more Rose Chat coming your way.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Well, it's time to get started. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
We're so glad to have you. Karen, from climbing to mini climbing, there is definitely a rose for everyone in this collection. And I just happen to be looking for another climber, so I'm very interested in this rose called Above All. So let's start with that one. What can you tell us about this rose?
Well, this rose is very special because of its parentage. It has it's a Westerlin Sweet Magic cross, and the Westerlin makes it a very, very hardy climber. That's why we chose the name Above All. It's just, it flowers like mad. It's masses of flowers on very strong, vigorous canes. And from the minute it sets the first bud, it'll even sustain a frost or two. This thing is just a powerful orange hoss. It's a great, great climber. It brightens up the yard.
Well, I'll tell you, Karen, I need one of those in my garden tonight. We're expected to be in the 20s here. Well, I was just going to say, I could definitely use a little frost tolerance in my garden. It kind of hurts your feelings the first big frost of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, the last roses of summer are gone this evening, it sounds like.
Yeah. This is a very interesting color for a climber. I don't see a lot of salmon-colored climbers.
And this is very interesting because depending on the light, where you are in the United States, this thing will go from a salmon to an orangey color. Mm. And it's a blend. In Southern California, it looks more like a muted orange. You start going a little bit further north, you start getting more of the pinky colors in it, so you get more of the salmon. It's very interesting. It's a very pretty color.
Well, you say that this is going to be a good rose for multiple climates, which will be great news to our listeners. And with all this talk about winter and after the winter we had last year, I'm really excited to hear that it has good winter hardiness because that's just what I'm going to need.
It will do well in your zone, and it also has a very high level of disease resistance. And we publish that.
Mm-hmm.
When we publish that, we are very happy to publish it.
I bet. A lot of people are looking for those roses that they do not have to spray. So it sounds like this will be one for that collection.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. You know, you think about this rose. It's a beautiful color. It's fragrant. It's disease resistant. It's winter hardy. Well, you can't ask for much more than that, can you?
No, you really can't. It's a nice one.
Well, let's move on. You know, everyone I know is crazy about Downton Abbey, so there's a lot of buzz about the rose Anna's Promise from that collection. So let's talk about Anna's Promise. Tell us about that one.
Well, Anna's Promise, the rose is a wonderful, we call it a golden tan flower because it's got a goldy, a pinkish color with a copper reverse. And it also has a very light, fruity fragrance that, you know, evening time in the garden, you can smell where this rose is located. It's a Tom Carruth was our hybridizer on this one. And actually, we've been holding this one in the archives for probably 8 or 9 years to introduce it. We just wanted to wait for the right time, and it seemed to fit the bill for Anna's Promise, our Downton Abbey series.
Well, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous rose, and I was lucky enough to get an early release of this rose, and it really bloomed a ton for me. So much that all summer long, I posted pictures of Anna's Promise on Instagram and Facebook, and one day I'm out in the garden, and I'm a mess, but my mail lady stopped by and said, before I leave, I have to see Anna's Promise in person. So she came around back and she took a look and she said, it's just as pretty in person. Lucky for me, Anna was ready to show off. She was in bloom and it just is stunning. So it's pretty in the pictures, but it's also pretty in your garden.
Oh, that's great to hear. I love it when people have, you know, excitement and a story attached to the rose that they're working with at the time.
Oh, yeah. And I do love that copper reverse. I think that is one of the light picks up so beautiful. I mean, you know that rose is blooming from halfway across the garden. The light picks it up beautifully.
It looks like it's edged in gold. It's coppery, but if you see it, and when I take pictures of it, it really does look like it's got a metallic look to it, doesn't it?
It sure does. Well, Karen, when you say first in a series, that just makes us want to know what's going to be second in the series. So do you have any inside scoop for it?
Well, I can tell you we just named this little rascal, and we really had a tough time naming it because there's so many things happening, you know, in Downton Abbey. There's so many things going on in the script. And you think, what character, you know, do we want to be rosy with this year? So we have this absolutely gorgeous hybrid tea, and we are going to come out with the name Pretty Lady Rose, after Lady Rose.
Ooh, yes.
Wow. You heard it here
first.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Pretty Lady Rose, number 2 in the Downton Abbey series.
Yes.
Now, when will this one be available?
It is out in test roses to the trade in 2015. It will be available to the public. There will be some limited mail order. If people want to go on the internet, they will find Pretty Lady Rose listed on the internet in mail order this year, 2015. It will
that
be in Garden Centers 2016.
Now, what color is it?
Imagine Grand Dame on steroids.
Oh, my word. I have the Grand Dame in my garden. That is a gorgeous, gorgeous color. Ooh, how exciting. And we
it
get
is.
To know first.
And I walk by it in the field, and it's when Christian says, you know, well, Karen, how about this one? I said, oh, Christian. Thank you, Christian. Such a lovely rose. Yes. I think everyone will be happy.
When you say, when you walk by the fields, now you know what that stirs up in me? A whole lot of rose envy. How about you, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. Just the thought of walking through fields of roses, that's heaven to a rose gardener.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I can imagine. You've got to come out and visit us. Please.
We do.
We want to.
Sounds like another Rose Chat Rose trip.
I think so.
Yes. You know, we have been making rounds to a few of the gardens, and we love it. Okay, now let's talk about another rose. Next up is Doris Day. It's a beautiful floribunda, but I'm wondering, is she as sunny and sweet as her namesake?
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you something else, she's one tough cookie. I was up at the Garden Writers in Pittsburgh, and I don't know if you know Stephanie Cohen, who's from State College,
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're rolling the racks of roses in, and she comes up and she says, Doris Day. You know, and I looked at her, you know, and started singing, Que sera, sera. She says, no, Doris Day, the rose. And I said, yes, Stephanie, I don't believe this is the first time you've seen it. She says, it is one tough cookie in my garden. I said, in State College? She says, yes. She said, it's wonderful. So that made my heart sing.
Well, I'll tell you.
She made our – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, she sure made our heart sing in Zone 5B, I can tell you that. Beautiful blooms, beautiful foliage. You barely had to trim her. I mean, she just holds her shape, just beautiful, great in a vase. I mean, I could go on and on about the color and the form and the usefulness of this rose in the garden. It's just awesome.
Yes, ma'am. And I've seen it. I hate to say it because people start talking about Julia Child, which is the mom of this rose.
And I say
the daughter is as good, and I whisper, maybe better. But Christian says no. Then mom.
You got to be careful. There's a lot of people out there. They love that rose.
They do, and I don't blame them. I've got Julia Child all over my yard here in Maryland. But Doris Day's going to come up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, she's going to give Julia a run for her money. It's been a constant bloomer in my garden this year. And my, you know, we were talking before the show started. My wife's already threatened me about moving it. So.
Well, I think Chris has more than one. I had one, but it just kept going and going and going. So I'm going to have to get her a twin for next spring for sure.
There you go.
Well, we started out with Que Sera, Sera. Do you know any Neil Diamond music?
Well, of course, Crackling Rosie.
Yeah, absolutely. That is another rose that Chris and I both had the pleasure of testing, and absolutely cannot say enough about it. It is just outstanding in my garden. So tell our listeners all about this rose.
Well, the one perk on this thing, other than the fact that it's a wildly wonderful stripe, the fragrance is just intoxicating.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very intense, sweet, you know, the classic rose fragrance, but it just lingers. It's another one that can perfume the whole garden. You kind of smell it and find your way to the rose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it has very strong form, you know, gorgeous foliage. And it's that lovely stripe that makes it so, it's like a dark, dark pink with white stripes. So, you know, it's kind of an interest grabber in the garden.
I planted it in a place of prominence, and I'm so glad that I did. And one of the things that I found, I love to cut my roses and bring them in, but it was so beautiful for so long on the shrub that I was very hesitant to cut it. It just seemed to last forever. And that form that you talked about, it just kept it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I think this one's got some exhibition potential.
You know, I think you may be correct. Especially the form on this flower is very lovely.
Oh, it is. And, you know, in my garden, I guess this far south, and the heat is sort of more intense, this rose is more of a red than a pink. And I noticed as the season got cooler, the more pink the blooms became.
Mm-hmm.
I would say mine was more red as well, or deep burgundy, actually. But this year at our Roche, at our local Roche Society Rose Show, I heard people, even though there were none there, I did hear people talking about, you know, several people had heard about it and were talking about it as though it would be something big in the next round of exhibition. So I think you're going to hear a lot about this rose for sure.
Well, that's good information.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing is sometimes it's really hard if you've got reds and pinks to photograph it, but this rose photographs beautifully. The camera just loves it.
Yes, and I think it's just the way the stripes are, because it gives enough break and relief that, you know, the color saturation isn't inundated with, like, the reds.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next rose on our list is Take It Easy. And it's a floribunda that I'm thinking this rose would be just perfect for our rose lovers who have limited time to care for their roses. What would you say, Karen?
This is the big sleeper. This is the one that people are right now going crazy over. Anna's Promise sold out first. This was number two to sell out, and that's mm-hmm. because it is one tough. It's a tough cookie with disease resistance. The genetics on this, you've got Teeny Bopper with double knockout. So it's got beautifully rounded form, probably the best rounded form of a shrub rose, and it's a floribunda. And very light fragrance, and it's got that white-pink reverse on a true rose flower. Make a lovely hedge. Make a lovely
mm-hmm.
hedge. Great in mass plantings.
One of the things I noticed about it is the buds are so pretty. They look so good in arrangements. Right now, since we've had all of this frost, I look at my rose bush. I have not cut them back. And I look at it, and it's got frozen, beautiful, perfect little buds. I mean, they're just
mm-hmm.
perfect. Yeah.
They're cute.
Mm-hmm, they are. And, yeah, and that great, it's a classic red color that so many people, you know, they want that color. You know, a rose is a rose to them if it's red. And they're not going to be disappointed with this color.
No, I don't think so. And the fact that with the luscious green foliage, it makes a wonderful yard plant. It just looks, it just dresses up. It dresses up any spot
mm-hmm.
you put it in.
Mm-hmm. There's not one bit of disease at all on my plant, not any.
Mm-mm. And we saw relatively no disease on the shrub that we grew this year. And it is the one rose that I'm going to miss, because every morning when I go out to leave to go to work, that's the rose that catches my eye.
mm-hmm.
It's always mm-hmm. full of blooms. It's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's probably got a dozen blooms on it tonight. I need to go out there
mm-hmm.
and cut.
Mine has frozen little buds.
Oh, no.
But if it had any opportunity to bloom, it would, that's for sure. Okay, let's move to Top of the World Climbing Mini. Many of our garden friends have smaller gardens, so I'm thinking this is a rose that could be a good option for them.
Yes, it can be. Even though it has the structure, it shows the structure of, you know, the larger roses, because it gets a wonderful, I call it a scaffolding system. This is a great plant to put in a great big patio container and
mm-hmm.
train it, you know, mm-hmm. on a little garden fence, or train it on a patio wall. And it's got these tiny, when I say tiny, they're small, medium, they're about 2.5 to 3 inches in diameter, blossoms that are formed in clusters. And it's this orange outside, an orange petal, but the outside or the reverse is a yellow. It almost looks like a ketchup and mustard, but it's orange and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's very pretty. Yes, it's very pretty.
Ketchup and mustard on a trellis. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have not seen this one in person, but the pictures that I've seen are stunning. It's a very unusual color, but I think it could work in most gardens.
Yes.
That touch of yellow really sets it off. So, and I love that it covers itself with blooms from spring to fall. You don't always get that with a climber. So I love it that you're telling us that. That's going to be something that's going to catch a lot of people's attention. And I really like the idea of something small enough to use in a container. And you can use your vertical space and just get a lot more bang for your buck. So I'm loving that.
Yes, very well put.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen, you've certainly given us a lot to think about this winter. I'm sure everyone has their pencil out and they're making their list and checking them twice. Maybe they're going to ask Santa for some of these beautiful roses.
Well, that would be good. Santa Claus can do that.
Yeah. I hear he's got the inside track at week, so I'm sure he can accommodate any rose requests that people might have.
Absolutely.
So let's go over these again now. It's Above All Climber. That's a beautiful salmon-colored climber. Anna's Promise, which is a rose that we all have fallen in love with in the Downton Abbey mm-hmm. collection. We've got Doris Day, that yellow floribunda that just, I don't know about y'all, but every time I see this rose bloom, it just makes me smile, just like Doris used to.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then Neil Diamond, the pink and white striped hybrid tea. We feel like that's got some definite exhibition qualities to it, and we're definitely going to keep our eye on that on the show tables come spring. And then we've got the Take It Easy Floribunda, that beautiful red rose with the dark green foliage, and then Top of the World Climbing Mini. I think I'll just take one of each of those.
Right.
Or maybe two or three. You know, I have this inclination to plant in threes. And somebody asked me one time, well, why do you do that? And I said, well, you know, I like to form like a big shrub. Or, you know, if one of them doesn't make it, then I've got two backups.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Karen, thank you so much for being our guest tonight and for sharing these beautiful roses from Weeks with us. We so much appreciate your presence on the show and your ongoing support of the Rose Chat podcast.
Well, I appreciate it, and I always enjoy talking with you all. You all have a wonderful evening, what's left of it, and by all means, stay warm.
We're certainly going to try.
We're going to try. We are going to try.
Well,
thanks,
friends.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Friends, it's hard to believe that we've come to the end of another broadcast of the Rose Chat podcast. Now, Weeks roses are available nationwide in garden centers. Now, if you want to get a peek at some of these roses, you can check them out. We've got most of them posted on our show page at rosechatpodcast.com. Just look at tonight's show, and you can also find them on their website, weeksroses.com. So until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
Thanks for listening to the Rose Chat podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington. Hear previous podcasts via our website, rosechatradio.com, or listen to this podcast via iTunes and Stitcher apps. Be sure and give us a 5-star rating and share this show with your social networks. Your friends will thank you. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat. Rose Chat is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.